Check 1 2 1 2. Hey, 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 Radio Laureate, how are we doing today? I'm Lucas Galukas, and this is my show, Spectrum Music. We play indie rock and indie whatever else every Wednesday night from 6 till 7. This week, we're playing some of my favorite stuff from 2018, and if that sounds a little bit familiar from last week, it's because last week's show kind of got canceled, unfortunately. I started off for a bit, got canceled by a basketball game, unfortunately. Not happening this week from what I'm aware of, but we'll find out. We don't have a lot of new music so far in 2019 so far, so I'm just playing some of my favorite stuff from 2018, you know. You'll be hearing a lot of different stuff across the spectrum as per usual. So enjoy this upcoming selection. We'll be starting off by playing Charity by Courtney Barnett, easily one of my favorite tracks of the year. Those warm guitars and that Barnett style of lyrics, just nailed on this track. I think it's easily one of her best ever. After that, we got the funky, post-punky Parquet Courts with their track Almost Had to Start a Fight. One of my favorites off their album Wide Awake this year, or last year, I guess now, geez. Still getting used to being a new year. And then finally, after that, this selection wraps up with more traditional post-punk with Idols, with the hilarious track name, Never Fight a Man with a Perm. So, yeah, enjoy these next few tracks. How'd you enjoy those ones, guys? I thought they were pretty good. Good enough to put them on the best tracks of 2018 easily, because that's this week's show if you missed out on that. And if you didn't miss out on that and you want to see what you missed out on, don't you worry. I put all the shows are put up on the Radio Laureate website. Should be up within the next 2 days. But before we get into some more music, continue with this week's show theme, we're going to do a little bit of news here first, since, you know, we haven't done that in a bit. Last time I was here, I talked about the Saturday Night Live skit, which discussed Weezer, which I thought was quite funny. Worth the watch. Definitely worth the watch if you've listened to any Weezer. Rivers Cuomo, of the frontman of the band, still says he hasn't watched it. I don't know why. You think if you had a Saturday Night Live skit about yourself, you'd watch it. But whatever, Rivers. Anyway, whatever. We also have Gang of Four. They're back. They're putting out their first new album in years. Very exciting. You know, beginning of 2019, you got a lot of new music announcements. Grimes said something to a bunch of different artists. But that's the one that stood out to me the most, just because they haven't put anything out in like a decade, pretty sure. Tom York reunited with Atoms of Peace, which is exciting. Maybe we'll get a new album from them too. Beck performed Where It's At with Father John Misty on the stage. Flaming Lips covered the Bowie Christmas song. And there was a Christmas album related to the recent Spider-Man movie that came out, which I saw the other day. It's phenomenal. We have a ton. This is a very interesting news article here. We have a box set of covers of 433, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a track by John Cage. He's an avant-garde composer, and it's infamous for just being silence. So it's labeled as their interpretations of silence. And it's not just a bunch of like indie artists. There's some big names on there. You got Depeche Mode, New Order. I mean, Depeche Mode makes sense. They could just put Enjoy the Silence. Got Wire, Wigs, Ben Frost, Moby. That's a big name. There's some big names on here. So I'm going to just check that out of pure curiosity. And if there's anything good on there, honestly, it's a good reason to do an ambient show for once. That's a show I've always wanted to do. It's just a bit of a tricky one to figure out. And then finally, for this little news segment here, Neon Indian is releasing a movie called 86th. And he released the theme for it, Heaven's Basement, which is the first track that we're going to play in this next little selection here. Phenomenal, phenomenal. Came out near the end of the year. Huge Neon Indian fan, and this was definitely worth the wait. After that, we have a new Panda Bear track, member of Animal Collective. He released the track Dolphin. Yeah, very, very Animal Collective-y, very Panda Bear-y. Has that big, open, wide sound they kind of have, arpeggios and all. After that, we have a group called Men I Trust, which kind of go into both a sort of dream pop sound and a jangle pop sound all at once. It's kind of interesting. They released a single last year called Say Can You Hear. I love it. It's such a great track. And if you've noticed, these have all been like indie pop songs. I think my favorite indie pop song of the year was Super Organism, Something for Your Mind. just the unique instrumentation and wateriness and just kind of weirdness of the track really appealed to me. I'm a big fan of it. So yeah, enjoy these next few tracks. So, got any requests for the show? Maybe a show theme, a song or two, whatever, whatnot. You want me to listen to an album? Hit me up on my Instagram. That's at Lucas_Galukas. That's Lucas with a C, underscore, G-U, Lucas. Anyway, up next we got some of my favorite rap songs of 2018, although I believe this first one is actually from 2019. It's the only song on the list from 2019, and that's No Name with Song 31, just a phenomenal song. I could have put something off for last album, but I just felt like playing this. It's a great song. More jazz rap from her. Then we have Earl Sweatshirt's phenomenal album, Some Rap Songs, playing a track from it called On The Way. This features a group called On The Corner, who I actually had the pleasure of seeing when I saw Bad Bad Not Good last year with Radio Laurier, and that was amazing. You can actually read my article still on the website about that if you're curious. I then playing one of my favorite albums easily of the year, Death Grips' Year of the Snitch, playing the track Dilemma. I wanted to play Linda's in Custody, but I'm pretty sure I already played that for this show from for this album, so we'll play a different track. And then to finish up the little hip-hop segment here, we have JPEG Mafia, we get a little noisier, we got Puff Daddy, a great track by him, so enjoy these next four tracks. And we're almost just wrapping up here, but we got a bit more news here. Ended with JPEG Mafia there. I forgot to mention that I might be going to see him in March, so that'd be sweet. Anyway, last bit of news here. Coachella lineup was announced. Yawn. Like, I'm not even yawning. I'm just saying that it's boring. It's Coachella. Nothing too exciting as per usual. There was a new Bowie box set with unreleased songs announced. Hopefully some Berlin-era stuff. And an insanely large King Crimson one as well as a tour coming for them, so that's cool. Totus Africa is going to be played for all eternity in an African desert installation. And finally, Steve Albini, the legendary producer and noise rock artist, is being chronicled as a World Poker Star Series champion. Like, he got it way before, but now he's in a documentary about it. There's nothing this man can't do. Anyway, to finish off tonight, we're playing a bit of electronic stuff. We're playing Aphex Twin's Fix off his latest EP, which was phenomenal. And Nama by Igloo Ghost, who I'm calling it will blow up soon and become huge. So enjoy these next last two tracks. And that's all for today, Laurier. Thanks for coming by. We played a bunch of Best of 2019. Next week, we're back on to, or Best of 2018. Next week, hopefully there's enough new stuff to do a new stuff show. Otherwise, I'll figure something else out, but most likely, I'll just be playing new stuff next week, which is exciting. Otherwise, yeah, thanks for coming around again. It's nice to be back in the studio and all, and I will catch you next week. This is Lucas Galukas of Spectrum Music, signing out.